Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you, God of love, you, everything is, you've got the best in mind, love for mankind, love for the world. And so we just thank you that we can just abide in this perfect love and beautiful love, wanting to walk in your footsteps, be children, obedient children, and then walk in the obedience of the wonderful love plan that you've got for us, so as to be a benefit to our families and to this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3. And if I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profiteth me nothing. And in the NIV it says, if I give all I possess to the poor, and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
So we just see here, you know, that we could think, you know, God has got a purpose for the poor. And as children of God, we do go sometimes, not sometimes, we do go through testings, but we never ever tested beyond what we can handle. And he's always there to show us a way of escape. But the key here is to have the nature of God, to walk in the footsteps of our heavenly family. It's what is so important. And, you know, we could go and we could get into the flesh and we could go through hardships and we could even get burnt, and it will profit us nothing, because we have been called to worship in spirit and in truth. And we shared yesterday about that. That once we're born again, we've been washed, first of all. Sins have been taken away as far as the east is from the west. And then we've got the Holy Spirit, which is a guarantee and the power. Amen. And we don't neglect this power. We need to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit keeps us in the right character, in the love that we've been talking about so much in this chapter. And then in the love plan, the love purpose, the unique love purpose that God has got for us. And we can see the beautiful example in our Lord and Savior, his walk, looking to the Lord, listening to the Lord, worshiping spirit and in truth. And then we shared Romans 12 yesterday, where you see God is looking for us totally, our whole bodies, and then our mind, and then our mind is there to be in tune with the grace that comes through faith, and faith works by love. So there you got the key again. God's love plan is what we work out, and that's worshiping in spirit and in truth on a daily basis. Why? Because we don't want to miss out. Every day God's got lessons, God's got love, God's got presence and beauty in store for us. And yes, we can be tested, but we're going to overcome. That's what it's all about. But in the message, I want to just read this to you this morning. And Danita can do the reading. And I'll just share as she reads on. It's from Luke 10, from verse 17 to 21. This is when the disciples, they've been called, they've been trained up, they stayed with the Lord, and then he moved them into deeper depth, and then he sent them out. And they come back rejoicing. We'll see this here from verse 17 to 21.
The 70 came back triumphant. Master, even the demons danced to your tune.
I'll just see, to your tune. You see, they walk together with the Lord. And it says so beautifully in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 6, working together with the Lord, the grace of God is not in vain. It is to our gain. That's, you can just see it there. It's the grace of God will be to your benefit when you stay in tune with the Lord. Okay?
Jesus said, I know. I saw Satan fall, a bolt of lightning out of the sky. See what okay. I've given you.
I so believe this is Jesus has now, one of the most important things on his walk was just first him walking the walk so that he could talk the walk and share the way. And he's done this with his disciples. He's taken them from babies to young men being led by the Spirit, and now to be young men that overcame the evil one. They went through the little trials and things that came about where the darkness, the devil, ignorance would try get them away from the Lord. They stayed with the Lord. They went through the baby stuff and they became young men that were strong. And then they became spirit led, where the Lord sends them out and they come back rejoicing. And so those that he predestined, he called and he justified them. He made them right. And now they have experienced the glory, the goodness of walking with God and seeing the signs and wonders that follow. And this, I believe Jesus rejoices here because he sees, you know, half the job is done. He's raised up disciples, but now he's still going to have to go die to deal with their sin and all mankind's sin, and then take up authority to bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, with disciples. Just as he called these guys out to be disciples, he's called us also to follow him, so that where he is, there we can be also. We see that in John 12. So he's rejoicing. He sees the victory, the ultimate victory, where Satan is going to be cast out of heaven and he's going to become Lord of all. That has happened. So we can just go on here and we just see the beauty and the blessing of just staying in tune with our Lord. Go on there.
See what I've given you. Safe passage as you walk on snakes and scorpions, and protection from every assault of the enemy. No one can put a hand on you. All the same, the great triumph is not in your authority over evil, but in God's authority over you and presence with you. Not what you do for God, but what God does for you. That's the agenda for a rejoicing.
So there we can see the rejoicing is staying in tune with God, because you're rejoicing in the inheritance, the path, the plan that he's got for your life. So you're walking in tune with him and, yeah, being everything God made him to be. And listen to the Lord now. Listen to this. This is how the Lord is in heaven rejoicing when we are not ashamed of him and confessing his name, and the Father in heaven rejoicing.
At that, Jesus rejoiced, exuberant in the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father, Master of heaven and earth, that you hid these things from the know-it-alls and showed them to these innocent newcomers.
Oh, babes.
Yes, Father, it pleased you to do this way.
Pleased you to do it this way. So that's a God hasn't changed. That's his agenda with every child. And so we need to stay in tune. We don't go land into hardship or give our bodies to be burnt if the Lord doesn't lead us. We work together with the Lord. We stay in tune with him. He knows the purposes. He knows the plans. And that's what it's all about, staying together. So arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And the glory of the Lord is to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. He started out as a babe. He grew into a young man. And then he grew into a spirit-led son of God with powerful signs and wonders. And here we've just seen he's now raised up disciples, brothers. He says, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. And later on he says, I go to my God and to your God, to my Father and your Father. So he's with us now as the Son of God, supreme, ruling and reigning to fill us with light and bring the light of goodness of the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.